earlier, Punas Chita, the Pupis Kone, mentioned Dav Gimel. Now we have the actual sugi itself. What is chuppah exactly? Not simple. Different shitas in the Rishonim. We know there's a notion of erisin, notion of nisuin. Erisin is the kinyan ishus when it begins. She's an ishus ish. But there's certain halachas that don't apply until nisuin. The husband's right to be yarshening her, that's based on the she'erus. The idea that he can make the nedarim by himself, that's only with nisuin. Certain schusim in the ishus don't come until nisuin. Nisuin is accomplished through chuppah. What exactly is chuppah? So, and where do we know the idea of chuppah? What's the makar? Rishonim discuss this beginning of ksuvis. There's a randir, brings certain shitas, and he references a pasuk in Parashas Matos by a person nedarim, the base isha nadara. There's a notion of base isha, so that's the nisuin. So some Rishonim say that when the Baal is machnis har to his rishus, that's the idea of chuppah, that's nisuin. After erisin, she's still living by her parents. So she's an eishes ish, but she's beveis aviha. And now when she's beveis baila, that's the idea of chuppah. And the Mishnah Ksuvis is mashmet bit that way. The Mishnah Ksuvis says, la'olam hi b'shus ha'ab, achetikoneis b'shus ha'ba'u l'nisuin. The Mishnah Daf Memches. She's b'shus ha'ab for various halachis. Achetikoneis b'shus ha'ba'u l'nisuin, says Rashi. Kiloma shetikoneis l'chuppa l'shem nisuin. Shetei misura b'shus ha'ba'u. Some say that chuppa is the yichud. Tosus v'yazakin here on the side of the Gemara. Chuppa shemiyachdim shnehem v'lo biya. Yichud itself. The Rambam seems to combine both ideas. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus Perek Yud defines chuppa. He says, what happens in terms of, there's another halacha that he can't, there's an iser biya until after the nisuin. That's Hashtas Midrabanan. She's beveis avia, so arusa asura lebailam debesofim, kosman shi beveis avia. And then he says, vafim kitcha bevia, asa lavo leavia shnia, ad she yavio sa letoch beso, viyisyached ima, viyafrishenalo. The yichud zeh, hua mikro knisa lechupa. The Rambam seems to combine a few things together. Yavio sa letoch beso, viyisyached ima, v'yafrishenalo. This idea of making her, designate her as being exclusively for the Baal, it's a later stage after the erisin. The yichud zeh hu hanikra knisa l'chuppa, the hu hanikra nisuin b'chol makom. And the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, mishet ikanis l'chuppa nikris nisua af bishelo nivala. The Rambam talks about later the inyan of the birchas nisuin that we have. That Kalab Lobroch Asur Lobayu Kenida, the Rambam says that it has to be in connection to the chuppah. If a person will make Birchas Chasanim without the yichud or whatever you call chuppah, adayin arusahi. She'en Birchas Halachavav. She'en Birchas Chasanim osa nisuim el knisa lechuppah. The Birchas Chasanim is connected to the chuppah, but that's not the chuppah, that's not the nisuin. The nisuin has to be defined in some way through the definition of chuppah, whatever that definition is, and then in conjunction with the chuppah, we have the birchas nisuin. In Shulchan Aruch, you have other shitas brought, and Maisa, we do a lot of these things together. It's in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Nun Hei, so it's based on the Beis Yosef quotes many of these makoros, but the Ramah brings a couple of different things that chuppah could be. So in the Sif Aleph, The Shulchan Aruch says Kalashin Haramba, like we just quoted. But then the Ramah quotes V'yesh Omrim the Chuppa Eino Yichud, not Yichud. The Ramah emphasizes the Yichud component, but the Ramah says some say it's not the Yichud. El Kosha Via Hachasim LeBeso. That's the other shita that the Ran quotes in the beginning of Ksuvis, Haval LeBeso. Kosha Via Hachasim LeBeso L'Shem Nesuin. So you don't need Yichud, just the Haval LeBeso. The Yesh Omrim, another pshat, Shachupa hi sheporesim sudar al rosha b'shas habracha. We call that the Badekin. And we do it a little before, ironically before the Erisin, but that's a pshat and chuppah. Well, actually, he says a minute later, "V'yeshom dechupa b'sur sheyatza behinuma." Yeah, you have the talis over the chuppah. We have that in you. That also is that's one pshat in chuppah. The decorations above the, we call the chuppah. Yeah, that's what he brings. Haminigah pashut says the Rama. Achshav likros chuppah makam shmachnisin yiriyah prusa al gavi kronsos, the poles. Umachnisin tachteh achasim the akala berabin. Umekadshim sham, we do radio everything together. Birchas erusin v'nisuin, and then we have the yichud afterwards, which is also a shita and chuppah. So we're covering our bases. The Goyan here on this. On this Ramah, Avu ha'ikir she'inyan ha'chupa she'kona hu yitziyasa mi'beis aviha v'halachasa imachasim le'beisa l'shem nesuin she'mara she'ibishus baila. But Moshe writes in one of the tshuvas, which I was going to do but I forgot, I didn't have the presence to do it, but to actually walk a few steps down the aisle, the chasin that is, and then walking with the kala into the canopy area, which is being machnis har. This is, so to speak, beso, in that regard. So then there's a kiyum of being machnesar. Again, it's not likuva. You have enough other shittas and chuppah and bachal being there. But akopan, these are various, this is a shir for itself, but obviously yishmachach miyaseb lekach, different pshatim in what chuppah is. What we see in our Gemara is that it's called a kinyan. Because shekonin be'alma, that was what kind of kinyan are we talking about? The Gemara. It's not the tchilas kinyan. The Tchilas Kinyan is the Erisin. That's the ish, the Kinyan of the Isha Niknes. That's the Kinyan of the Ishus. But that Kinyan of the Ishus is not completed until the stage of Nisun, until Beis Ishan Adara, until the Chuppah. The Lashon HaGemara and Daf Yud is that when you have the Erisin minus the Chuppah, it's called Shir B'Kinyano. Shir B'Kinyano means that the Kinyan of the Ishus is not completed. It hasn't come to the full extent until you get to the Nisun, until you get to the Chuppah. So, and the Gemara calls that a Kinyan by itself. The Gemara, the Gemara of the Ishus is referred to as a Kinyan. Comes Rav Huna here with the Chidush that just like we know Chuppah is Kona in the sense that it's the Nisun, it's the Gemara Kinyan of the Ishus, but Chuppah can also serve as the Ishus itself, as the Kinyan Ishus itself, separate from Kesef, Shtabia, that you can have Isha Niknes Bechupa. How does Rav Huna know this? Chupa Kone Nikal V'Chome. So the way that Rav Huna originally expresses it, the Gemara is going to end up phrasing it as a Tzad Hashava, but maybe that's how it starts, as a Kal V'Chome. What is a Kal V'Chome? So as originally formulated, here's what it was. The Kal V'Chome is from Kesef. Uma Kesef She'eno Machil B'Truma Kona. Kesef is weaker in what regard relative to chuppah? Kesef is not machil betruma. That means to say that if a woman is miskadeshes bekesef to a kohen, she's not able to eat truma yet by virtue of her that she's married to this kohen. Kesef is namachil betruma, and yet kesef is kona. Kesef creates the kinyan issues of erisin. Chuppah shemacheles betruma, chuppah which has a maila that with chuppah, that means after the chuppah which is nesuin, she's able to eat truma at the stage of nesuin. Ein odin shetikne. So it's certainly a kavachomer that chuppah should have the quality of creating kedushin to begin with, even when you didn't have any issues at all before. The Kal V'Chomer is based on working off of the din that we find Kesef is not Machil B'Truma. So what's the assumption of this Kal V'Chomer? That when a woman is an Arusa, she's married to a Kohen, she can't yet eat Truma. When she becomes an Asua, through Chuppah, she can eat Truma. That's the assumption of this Kal V'Chomer. But the Gemara immediately asks on this, that can't be true. The kesef eno machil, is it really so that when a woman is miskadeshes the kesef as an arusa, she's not able to eat truma when she's married to a kohen? The ha'amar ula, dvar Torah, midoraisa arusa bas Yisrael, ocheles betruma. Once she's already only an arusa, she can eat truma, shenema. Because in the pasuk that says in Pashas Emor, the kohen, ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo. So what is the pasuk shot of the pasuk? What is the pasuk referring to? An eved. What eved? We all know eved kinani, right? Eved ivri we had earlier in the Gemara. Eved ivri is not considered kinyan kaspo, not even a nirtzan, even if it's konu kinyan ola. But an eved kinani, that's what the Torah is discussing. But now Ula is telling us that halacha of kinyan kaspo, now by eved kinani we understand very well. Kinyan kaspo is because he literally has a bailus of mammon over this eved kinani. But what Ula is telling us is that Dvar Torah, Midoraisa, Arusa Bas Yisrael is also eating truma because it's also called Kinyan Kaspo, Bahai Kinyan Kaspo. So this, that she doesn't eat truma, Mata Mamru, Eino Cheles. Why is it that at the stage of Arusa, she's not eating truma? Midrabanan, Gzeira, Shema Yimzugu Lakos, Bibesa Viha. They might pour a cup of truma while she's living by the father, which is the state of Eris, and she's by the father. And she'll have her siblings there, the unmarried siblings, and she'll give them from the truma, which is of course aser because they have no right to eat truma. They're zarim. She's a bas yisrael we're talking about. So this gzeira is the reason what the chacham said until she gets to the stage of nisuin. It's a shayla by hagrazman. That's the sugya there in Ksuvis. But once she gets to be living the base baila, that's when the chum say she'll eat. But before the chum took away the schus. This is the reason that's more stated over here. Again, the sugyas and ksuvas have another reason. We have the sugya later also mentioning both reasons. There's another reason with Rabbanan that's mentioned. That's called simpun. If you learn the kiyas, you know what I'm referring to. It's simpun. It's that there might be a mekach tos. It might turn out that there'll be a mum that will be discovered, and it turns out she wasn't miskadeshes, really, in which case she wasn't able to eat truma, so that's another reason the chachamim were concerned, and they said not to eat truma till after nisuin. The Gemara here mentions the reason of Shema Yimzigu Lokos. Slow. So now, what is the Gemara asking? So the premise of the Kavah Chomer is wrong. The premise of the Kavah Chomer was that Kesev is not machil b'truma. That means he's assuming midoraisa. That an Arusa doesn't eat truma, only an Isua eats truma. And yet Kesef is Kona. Chuppah, which is Machil the truma, by the stage of Nisuin Midoraisa, she can eat truma, so then certainly it can be Kona. And the question is, it's not so, because Midoraisa, Arusa can eat truma, it's only Drabonan, as the reason here states, because of Shema Yimzigu. The Maisa, this quote-unquote Havamina, that more originally assumed that the Kavah Chomer was based on the idea that Kesev is not Machil, this is not just in this Gemara, this is also what appears later in that Sugya and Daf Yud Amid Beis. It's a Shaila in the Gemara that too, how to understand it. There's a Tana, Yochanan ben Bagbag, and he assumed, at least as Gemara originally understood it, he assumed that an Arusa doesn't eat Truma Midoraisa. She's married to a Kohen, but she's not yet Nesua. She's not eating truma. And only with Nisuin can she eat truma. The Gemara later wants to suggest that maybe he never meant it that way. He would also agree with this idea that Midoraisa she eats, and the whole discussion is under a Rabbanan level. So just to understand a little bit better, we're not learning the Sugi Daf Yud, we're not learning the Sugi Ksuvis, but just to understand a bit about this issue. So what is the Pshat here in the Havamina of the Gemara? That we hold Midoraisa, she can't eat truma as an Arusa, but she could eat truma as an Nesua. What's the difference? Why wouldn't she be eating as an Arusa? The Gemara counters by saying that it's Kinyan Kaspo. So what's the Pshat? So the truth is, this Kinyan Kaspo idea, we have to understand, what does it mean? That an Isha can be Kinyan Kaspo. Bishlama Eved Kenani. So Kinyan Kaspo, Kipshuta, right? He's owned by the Bailim, by the Adam. And in what sense is an Isha Kinyan Kaspo? So there's a Mashmos in Rashi and Ksuvis that seems to say as follows. Rashi talks about a case that the Kiddushin would be with Bia. The Gemara is connecting it to Yibum, but Rashi comments, what would be if a man was Mekadosh and Isha with Bia? She's now an Arusa. Let's assume Bia only makes Erison, the Shalom Digmar later, but Bia makes Erison. She's only an Arusa. She's married now to a Kohen. Can she eat Truma? So what do we say? Midoraisa. Midaraisa, we end up saying that Midaraisa Narusa eats Truma. Why? Because it's called Kinyan Kaspo. So Rashi says, why is it called Kinyan Kaspo? Because inasmuch as if the Kedushin took place through Kesef, so then you would understand it's called Kinyan Kaspo, because the Kinyan just generated through Kedusha Kesef. Says Rashi, what's the rule? Hukshu Avayis Adadi. That whatever is true in one method of Kedushin is true in the other methods. And therefore, kishem that she's eating Truma by Kedusha Kesef, so she's going to eat Truma in Kedusha Bia as well. Rashi in Ksuvas Andaf Nunches. Diba Maschu Vahai. V'kihecha de Kedusha Bia Machirin Barusa de Iskish Avayis Adadi, and so on. So there's an interesting tshuva in the Avni Mirulian. It's in the back, after all the simanim on Ebn Ezer, there's Shelos Tshuvas. There's a long simen, Yud Zayin, about this whole Kinyan Kaspo topic. When She'elu, Levi, Toas Kinyan Kesef, the Kohen, the Ochel, the Truma, the Emas Mikro Kinyan Kaspo, the Kohen, the Emas Lo Mikri Kinyan Kaspo. This halach of Kinyan Kaspo to eat Truma. So in the middle of this piece, he references the Rashi, and he touches like this. This distinction between whether it was Isha was Niskadesh, Niknesh Bekesef, versus Niknesh Bevia, and we have to come on to Hukshu Avayis Adadi. That means that when the acquisition was through Kesef, that's Kinyan Kaspo, and the other cases are Hukshu Avayis Adadi. Would we have to think about this issue by an Eved Kenani? An Eved Kenani can be purchased through Kesef, correct? But there's other methods. So how come an Eved Kenani eats Truma if it wasn't Nikneh B'Kesef? There's no Hukshu Avayis Adadi by Eved Kenani. What's the pshat? The answer is, because by Eved Kenani, Kinyan Kaspo is Misparesh Kipshuta. Kinyan Kaspo is literally because he owns the Eved monetarily. There's nothing else to talk about. I don't have to come on to how the Eved became an Eved. It is Kinyan Kaspo because that's the definition of Kinyan Kaspo. However, says the Avni Miloyim, this Yisod, which is, of course, he says it a lot. He says, by Isha, you can't touch it that way. Because Ein HaIsha, like we've shown him say many times, Ein HaIsha Mamona Shobal. Mishum the Isha, Ein Lebaila, Alea Shum Kinyan Mamon, Kemosha Beyarnu. The Baal doesn't have a Kinyan Mamon over the Isha. He doesn't own her like he owns cattle or commodity, whatever it is. The Alkarchach, Iata Kori Kan Kinyan Kaspo, Ela Mishum Kidushi Kesef, she nicknames Behen. So the only way you can fit an Isha Arusa as Kinyan Kaspo is because you can have another layer of interpretation to Kinyan Kaspo. Kinyan Kaspo means that if she was acquired through Kesef, so that's also Kinyan Kaspo. And that's one of the methods of Kedushin. No, that explains Kesef. What about Shtar Bia? That's what Rashi has to say. Kedushin Shtar Bia, the Machilin, Mishim Itzke Shabbayis Gadadi. But if Kesef is Machil, so too Shtar Bia. That's basically what he wants to say, Pshat and Rashi. Comes out that there's two ways to get to Kinyan Kaspo. There's Kinyan Kaspo by Eved Kenani, which is literally what it is. Kinyan Kaspo, it is by Isha that it's because through the back door, because Kesef, she was acquired through Kesef. That's Kinyan Kaspo. And Shtar B'Hukshav, but yeah.
So what about Eved Ivri's nickname of Kesef?
So apparently that's not good enough. It's a good Ha'ara. That doesn't, we don't see that should matter. Obviously, you're going to have to be Machalik. Yes, a good Shaila. Every nickname of Kesef. Still not good enough. Right. It's a good question. Now, if you look at Tosef Rush here, it's interesting. Tosef Rush says something very bekitzer. Sounds like he's saying a different word. Tosef Rush over here comments, high kinyan, and this word is about high kinyan kaspo, is what Ula says. The Raisa and Arusa eats Truma. High kinyan kaspo, why? Kevan shemoshel aleha umishubedes lo. Nikri Kinyan Kaspo afil kinah b'shtar b'biyah. He's bothered by Rashi's question, essentially. That bishlama, if the Kedushin was Ha'idei Kesef, I understand. But we're not distinguishing here. We're saying an Isha, Midaraisa, an Arusa eats Truma from the Kohen, whether she was Miskadeshes b'Kesef or Shtar b'biyah. So he has a different svar, apparently. That is, Moshe Leal Mishubedeslo. Since there's a certain control that the Baal has, there's some element of control. We're not talking about Mamona Shel Baal, but somehow this, the fact that she's under his Memshala in whatever way, Mishubedeslo, certain Mishibudim, that is enough to call Kinyan Kasbo. That's a sort of a secondary Kinyan Kasbo, not in the same degree as Eved Kenani, but good enough. The only thing is they ask a Choras Tira, because the Tosfos HaRash himself on Daf Yud, now other Gemara, says at the end of the piece, Arusa Basel Chalos Betruma. So at the very end of that, the Ramaskil on Daf Yud, the Afal Gav, the Kinyan Kasbo, will Mashma El Kiddush Kesef, Iskush Habayis Gadadi. So the Tosfos HaRash on Daf Yud seems to be echoing Rashi in Ksuvos Nimches. So I saw in the bottom of Davni Miluyim, they point out that steer in the Tosfos HaRash, the new edition, they have a Horus on the bottom. They want to say maybe Tosfos HaRash is going to learn that once you have Havayis Adadi, so it's Megala, that there's a new shot of Kinyan Kasbo, and that's what he says over here, which is not what Davni Miluyim says. Davni Miluyim says it's basically what Rashi says, it starts with that, it ends with that. Kinyan Kasbo is defined by the acquisition through Kesef. Huksha Bais Hadadi just takes it to the next, to extend it to the other cases. Tosfos HaRash, again, two different pieces, but they seem to be at odds with each other. But all of this, just 2 seconds, so this is all what Ula is, Machadish. If I were to ask you, why did the Gemara initially think that an Arusa doesn't eat Truma? So what would you say? Because it's not Kinyan Kasbo. It's not so hard to imagine. This is all like an explanation after the fact. We have to try to fit it into Kinyan Kasbo. So the Rashi Svara, the Rashi, the Avni Miluyim, that it's good enough because he was acquired by Kesef and the other cases are Hukshu Hadadi. But okay, the Gemara is not Mechuyev. Rav Huna didn't necessarily have to agree with it. Okay, that would explain why an Arusa doesn't eat. But there's another half to this. But what does qualifier to eat Truma? Nisuin. So now the question is, so where does Nisuin change? So why is Nisuin going to allow her to eat Truma? So, there are two ways you can go here. Yeah?
Is it Yishlo Kabbalah?
What does it mean exactly? What does it mean? You have to have some halachic mechanism that she should be able to eat Truma.
I mean, any kitchen has to be a kohen.
It says Kinyan Kasbo in the Torah. So what else are you going to say? You need to find a mocker. Yishlo Kabbalah is all good, but like at the end of the day, what's the basis? So, Avram, you want to ask something?
I just wanted to clarify, when the Gemara here is quoting the Talmud, we're saying, we quote the Pasuk of Kinyan Kasbo, so that's just coming to say that
the Reis Ochel, the Kesef is Machil.
No, so is it Kesef or that Kiddushin is considered...
No, the Kesef is the example that we used of Kiddushin Kesef. I mean, we ring a Kavu Chomer that Kesef is not Machil B'Tshuma, yet Kona. Chupa, that's Machil B'Tshuma, Koshkin, that's Kona for Erisin, or for the Ishus itself. The Gemara says, but you're assuming the Kesef is not Machil, but it is. That's what Ula taught us. It's called Kinyan Kasbo. She doesn't get Truma yet.
So I'm saying, all those different shadim of why it's called Kinyan Kasbo, that's just anchored in the fact that the Pasuk says a woman is Kinyan Kasbo, right?
No, the Pasuk doesn't say what the Kinyan Kasbo case is. The Torah says, Koin Kiyit Nesav Kinyan Kasbo Hu Yochabo. The Pasuk Pshad is Eved Kenani. Ula is teaching us that Kinyan Kasbo can also refer to Isha, Narusa. We're wondering why, by virtue of what? So the way the Gavni Ruim went up in Rashi is because Kiddushin Kesef can qualify as Kinyan Kasbo because of the fact that the Kiddushin came back through Kesef. And then once you know by Kesef, then it goes across the board because of the Hekesh Havayis Gadol. Tosfos HaRash seems to be saying something different here, but then on Daf Yud he says what Rashi says. You have to know how to square the two pieces of Tosfos HaRash.
The whole thing is that we can learn Kinyan Kasbo to include a woman.
That's right. And by Arusa, right. But as far as back again, what the Gemara originally thought, again, and this is really a Havamina on Daf Yud as well, that there's a Tana that way, that thought that Arusa Midor Raisa doesn't eat. So we're saying, because he doesn't have to buy into this expanded definition of Kinyan Kasbo. He takes Kinyan Kasbo to be referred to Eved Kenani. But now, what about an Nesua? What would be the Makor that a Nesua eats? So, one answer is a Rashi and Daf Yud. Rashi and Daf Yud gives us a Makor for Nesua. Because at that point in the Gemara, we're assuming that an Arusa doesn't eat. That was Yochanan ben Bagbag on Yudam Adbeis. So Rashi himself tells you, why is Nesua going to eat Truma? Rashi quotes a pasuk in Parshas Korach. I gave you the Rashi to look at. What Gibra Maschu is it? Where's the Rashi? Yeah. Zusa b'yasa machilasa. Yeah. So this is mentioned in connection to the sugya of whether beer makes erisin or nesuin, and there was a language there of Yochanan ben Bagbag or challenging him that beer is machil. So what is pshat? If beer makes nesuin, then nesuin is machil through beer nesuin osa. So Rashi explains. So what if it's nesuin? So how do you know nesua eats truma? If arusa doesn't, so now whatever makes a nesua will allow it to eat truma. What would be about nesuin that makes her eat truma? What's the marker? Rashi has a pasuk, a drasha de sifrei. You know that Rashi. V'nisas pshita reda achra. Once she becomes a nesua, we know she eats truma. D'nafkarei b'sifrei from the pasuk nikol from kol tor b'beischa yochal oso. Pasuk in Parshas Korach. What does it say in Parshas Korach? Korach has the Hashem reaffirms to Aaron all the schus and the privileges of Kohuna after the challenge of Korach. So many of the Matnas Kohuna, Chazal adashing many from the Diyukim of the Pesukim as well. The Chavdal Matnas Kohuna we know that are granted to Aaron. They're listed explicitly, implicitly in this parsha here at the end of Korach in Kapitul Yudches. So the one pasuk that we're quoting here is Kol Tov Beischa. The pasuk is pasuk Yud Aleph, Yudches Yud Aleph. V'zerecha terumas matanon v'chol tenufos b'nei Yisrael. Just a few, two psukim earlier talks about karbanos kodesh hakadashim, mincha chatas asham, and then it says b'kodesh hakadashim tochlenu, and then v'zerecha terumas matanon v'chol tenufos b'nei Yisrael l'cha nisatim uvanecha v'uvenasecha itecha l'chak olam. Now here we're talking about those parts of various karbanos that are given to the Kohen. Rashi points out, Todah, Shlamim, El Nazir, there are certain parts of these animals, of the Karbanos given to the Kohen, Chol Tenufos, the only Tenufa. But then the Pasuk concludes, Kol Tor B'Veischa Yochal Oso. What's the meaning of that? Kol Tor B'Veischa, B'Veischa, Yochal Oso. Says Rashi, Kol Tor, Rabbi Sebastian Chumash, Kol Tor B'Rabos Ishto. This is a drash of the Sifrei. Kol Tor B'Veischa Yochal Oso, that an Isha Nesua, that's why it's called B'Veischa. Because what's called the suin, that she's beveis baila, like we mentioned before, beis isha nadara, being beveis habal, that's nisuin. So kol tor beischa, everybody who's tor that's in your house, meaning ishto nisua yochal. Now again, the pasuk pshat is not necessarily truma; it's talking about, let's say, the chas v'shok. We're using this as a drasha for truma as well. If the kohen has a schus and whatever of the matnas kohuna, ishto nisua can eat by virtue of her being Beveischa. So L'chaira, that could be a very simple way to read into our Gemara. So it comes out that our Gemara initially is making a Kavachomer. Avuna makes a Kavachomer. Kesef is not Machil B'truma. Why? Because it's not called Kinyan Kaspo. He doesn't accept this new definition, expanded of Kinyan Kaspo. And yet, Kesef is Koneh Chupa Shemacheles. Where is Chupa Macheles? The drasha of the Sifrei, like Rashi quotes in Daf Yud, the drasha of the Sifrei is Kol Tor B'Veischa Yochal Oso, so Chupes Machil B'Truma Kosh came back that it should be Kol. That would be one way to think about it. There's only one problem. And for Rashi is good, but Tosas and Yevamis, and also Tosa Rashi and Daf Yud, they both say that this drasha of the Sifrei is not a real drasha. They call it an asmachta. The Toza Rush and Daf Yud, I mean, I don't have Yevamis here, but the Toza Rush and Daf Yud, says, what's the makkah that an Asura eats Truma, and Arusa eats Truma? If you say like Ula, that Arusa eats Truma based on Kinyan Kaspo, so then what do you need Kol Tor B'Veischa, right? You have to figure out what would be the need for a new drasha by an Asura. She's eating anyway as Kinyan Kaspo. So the rush comes out and he says, Nir Lefarish, the drasha de'ua hi ikar. The drasha of The drasha of Kinyan Kaspo, that's the real drasha. That's the real mukkah. And therefore, Narusa eats. I will have a drasha kota beveischa. Asmachtehi. The Kama drashas, Matsinim Teres Kohanim, the Asmachtos Ninu. Tosus and Yivam is the same thing. No, if you hold it's an asmachta, so to say that the Gemara and the Havmina thinks it's not an asmachta, it's a bit of a dochik, no? Either it is or isn't. If it's an asmachta, then it's not really a makor. So then we have to think of some other basis why an asua could be better than an arusa. So maybe you could say a little bit of a different report. What makes an asua better? We're going to have to go through what makor now. We're not going to use this makor. It's an asmachta. So we have to use what makor. What makor do we have on the table right now? For an Isha King Kaspo. So you can have to say like this. King and Kaspo would only be by Isha at the stage of Nisuin. That's what you have to say. Again, let's start with Avni Miguim, Niskadish Bekesef, fine. And then Hukshabai Sadadi, if you will. But it's only at the stage of Nisuin. Why? Why? Go ahead, Ari, what would you say? But it's not so much the particulars, but the idea being that the Kinyan Kaspo, that Kinyan doesn't come to its fullest application, fullest manifestation till Nisuin. And that's the Lashon Dafka in the Gemara Daf Yud, in that same Shakavataya, the Lashon Gemara there is that there's a difference between by a case of a Shivcha and Eved, where you could say it's called Kinyan Kaspo at immediately because Lo Shir B'Kinyano. However, that's again we're thinking that an Isha Arusa doesn't eat truma. The Gemara says it's Shir B'Kinyana. That right before Ravina comes and says Midaraisa, she does eat. So we're assuming now Ben Bagbag holds that Midaraisa Arusa doesn't eat. So the Gemara says that you can't compare this to Shifcha because the Gemara says Shifcha Ben Bagbag holds Shifcha Kinanis Lo Shir B'Kinyana Hacha Shir B'Kinyana. That's the Lashon Gemara. Rashi, Lo Shir B'Kinyana, Achash and Nasan Akesav Ena King Chasekum. You buy an Eved Kenani, there's nothing more to happen. The Kinyan has already come to its full extent at the time that you acquire the Eved. Hacha, Shir B'Kinyana, Da'akati Nechsera Mesira L'chupa L'inyan. Now you're right, L'inyan L'yarsha L'tamila, that a Kohen is Metami for, and Yarsha. So you certain halachas are not yet. I am not yet in the noheg until after the chuppah. So lo shir b'kinyana. So that could be precisely the point that it's not machil b'truma until nisuin, because that's called shir b'kinyana. It's only when the king becomes, you know, fullest extent. It's sort of similar to the next version of the Kal Vachomer that we'll get to. But right now we're using truma as a litmus test that the fact that it's kesef is not machil b'truma because it's not yet kinyan kaspo. And chuppah is macha b'truma, so you could say the drasha of the sifrei. If you want to call it an asmachta, you have to say that it's because of the kinyan kaspo. It's not kinyan kaspo until the kinyan of ishus is completed. Yeah, that would be the two ways to understand the havamina. Comes the gemara says it's not so. Ula taught us that an arusa does eat truma, and therefore, what kind of kavachomer do you have? The halacha is the same. Kesef is machil, just like chup is machil. Midaraisa, at least, you can eat truma. Yeah.
Sounds like the maskana of the Gemara by us that the reason why the sua can eat is because there's no gzera in drabana.
We're not talking drabana right now.
I'm saying the gzera.
That's the sugya daf yud more. The issues are that you can make the issue kavachomer on the drabanan issues, whether drabanan is knowing or not knowing the gzera is. That, you know, that we're not learning that sugya. I just, you have to know that midrabana, he still can't eat midrabana, so she could.
Sua.
Sua? Sua eats truma.
Yeah,
that's correct. But that's a separate discussion. That's the sugya of truma. That midrabana, right, that's even a shita that by her God's man she can eat truma. If you said the reasons don't apply, that's the sugya sing suvas. That even her gia's man, but that's on our sugya. That when the rabbana removed the barrier, that's a separate discussion. In your menu, the question is Erison versus Nisuin. Right now, initially, the Gemara thinking Erison, she doesn't eat Midaraisa. At Chuppah, she could. We want to know why there's a difference. We're suggesting two possibilities. either that it's not called King Kaspo, that can't be the Makar because he doesn't accept King Kaspo for Isha at all, and it's a new halach of the Sifrei that the Suhr can eat, or if that's an Asmachta, you can't say that, then you'll say that the King Kaspo is only King Kaspo at the Suhr. And then Ulgmar asked from Ula, no, Lamaisa King and Kaspo already applies by Eris. Okay, so we have to reframe Ula's Kavachomer. Ella, Parachachi. So if, now you can make the Kavachomer the way you just said. Ella, Parachachi, differently. Uma Kesef, She'eno Gomer, Kone. Kesef doesn't create what? What's Gomer? Doesn't create what? What's Gomer? A code for? For Nisuin. Kesef doesn't create Nisuin. It's not Gomer. Kone. And yet Kesef can create the Ishus from the beginning. Chupa she Gomeres. Einodin she Tikne. Chupa, which creates the Gemar of the Kinyan. Again, that's the point. It's a Gemar of the Kinyan of the Ishus. So if you can do that, and Kesef couldn't, so certainly Chupa should be able to be Kone. That's the Kavachom. What does Rashi say? What's the definition here of Gomer? Zok Rashi. What we have from before. Kesef she'eno macha b'truma im nis'arsa l'kohen k'tna b'ksubis. E'na isha u'cheles b'truma tz'tikanis l'chupa. Again, at this point we thought it was a drabanan, a deraisa, and then we say it's only drabanan. Okay, what's the kavuchomer now? Kesef she'eno gomer. Rotsia mirshus aviha l'masi adela v'li rishasa. Kesef is not Gomer, does not create Nisuin. Rashi focuses on what? Lotzia Mirshus Avia. Kesef is not going to be Motzia Mirshus Avia. For what? For Masi Adayim. The father can still get Masi Adayim. V'Lirushasa, the father is still going to Yarshin her. So Kesef is not Gomer for those two things. Difficult Rashi. First of all, stop. Like, why is Rashi focusing on the issue of Lohotziya Mishra Saviya? Rashi should talk about Eina Gomer Benogia to be Machnis her to Rishus of the Baal. Right? That's weird. Rashi focuses on Eina Gomer to be Motzi Mishra Saviya. That has to be understood. But even more than that, what does Rashi mention? Benogea what is Kesef not Gomer Lotzia Mishra Saviya? For Masi Adeha. Okay, that means the father still gets Masi Adeha B'Seder. And for what? For Yerusha. What's the problem? What doesn't sit well with you? The what? The Kesef that does Erisin, it's not Gomer, it doesn't create that she's Yotzi Mishra Sa'av Benogea Yerusha. It means the father is still Yarshin. What is Mashi Mashma? That the issue of Yerusha, of who Yarshins, is a function of what? Of whether or not she's Yotzei Mishus Ha'av or not. In other words, being Yotzei Mishus Ha'av means the father doesn't Yarshin, the Baal Yarshins. And if she's still Mishus Ha'av, that's why the father Yarshins. This is also the sense of a Rashi Adaf earlier. Remember, we had this Rashi as well, Adaf Dali. Rashi has Dibur HaMashchil. What is it? Holodamya. Dakati lo nafka by Erisin lo nafka mishusi da'av l'mas yedeo v'li rishasa atzit tikanis l'chupa. Rashi is looking at the issue of whether the father loses his right to Yarshin and the Baal Yarshin is not the father as reflecting whether she's Yotzei Mishus Ha'av or not. Right, that's the Rashi in Daf Dalit, right? And that Rashi over here, the Kesef is not Gomer Lotzia Mishus Aviya for Yerusha. What's the problem with this? Chayud, the din of Yerusha is a function of the father's chus and the daughter. What is the Mishnah in Ksubis? Ha'av Zakai, the famous Mishnah that we've been dealing with. What does it say in the Mishnah? Ha'av Zakai. That name brother me base. Av zakei bebito b'kedusha b'kesef b'shtar b'bia zakei b'mitziyasa b'mesida b'first nidareh. What doesn't it say? Av zakei doesn't say Yerushas. Doesn't mention Yerusha as part of the privileges of the father. That's not a din of the father having privileges in the daughter. The din of Yerusha is a very different halacha. Why is the father Yarish and the daughter? Tell me, why?
He's related to her.
Because what?
He's related.
He's related. He's a quiver. The son is the same thing. They say he Yarish is the son, Rahman al Islam, right? The father Yarish is the son, Yarish is the daughter. The halacha of being in his mishus is irrelevant. The girl is Yotzei Mishus Ha'av by Bagrus, right? No, the father yashins the daughter after Bagrus? Yes or no? She's a Bulgaris. Yeah, of course she does. These are halachas. Ha'av Zakai is Kiddushei Bit, is Tana and Naira. Right? Ha'av Zakai, the Bito, the Kiddushei, the Kesav Shtar, Bia Zakai, the Mitzyasa, all this is based on her age being Mishus Ha'av. And he gets all these chusim in the daughter when she's b'shuso at that age. When she leaves as his b'shus, then he doesn't have these privileges. So it doesn't mention Yerusha, obviously not, because Yerusha is not a function of the daughter's being b'shus ha'av. The Yerusha is based on kurva. So he yorish his son, he yorish the daughter, but Bagrus too. The daughter gets married, nisuin, why is the husband yashining? Why is the husband yashining? Because of the she'erus that comes with the issues of nisuin, so he becomes the karav. He becomes the kosis karav. So we're not discussing yitzir mishus ha'av. It's a different world. Halach of korva, mirush. We hear the problem. If she's married and then she leaves and then she gets divorced or whatever on almana, so what's the halach of ayta, the father yashins? When she's married, the father loses his privileges to his daughter. The answer is, but not for Yerusha. Yerusha is a function of the kurva. So, Mamish Rashi is very difficult. Rashi here, Rashi Davdalit. Rashi seems to focus on the notion of the of whether she's Yotzi Mishusa Av Benogea that Yerusha. How hard to answer, know what to answer, but maybe a little bit of a thought. Inochinan. The father is Yashing Machmas Kurva. But when the Baal becomes her husband at Nisuin, he Yashins. The fact that the Baal Yashins must somehow indicate that she's not Rishus Ha'av anymore. Because Rishus Ha'av and Rishus Ha'Baal are at odds with each other. In some ways, they're at odds with each other. The lesson of the Mishnah in the fourth parak in Suvis, Le'olam is on Daf Memches. Le'olam he b'shus ha'av, at shetikones l'shus ha'bal nisuin. So now, the Baal is yoreish mitzad she'elus when he's married. But obviously, to the extent that the b'shus ha'bal is still here, so that would be a barrier preventing the shusim of the Baal to come in. So I understand the av is yoresh midin kurva, not midin ha'av zaka. But to the extent that she's still b'shus ha'av, so that would stand in the way of the Baal being able to get the schus that Nisuin grants him of she'erus to yashina. So maybe that's the best we can come up with for Rashi. Rashi here, Rashi in Dadalit. Rashi would be saying like this, that kesef is not gomer lotzia b'shus ha'av l'rishasa, not that the Yerusha is a direct function of the father's of her being b'shus ha'av, even if she's technically a Bulgaris, there's no b'shus ha'bal that contradicts the Baal, the av is still the korov. But to the extent that the av still has her b'shuso, then the Baal's halacha of Yerusha would be preempted. In other words, the Baal wouldn't be able to gain his chus as becoming the korov through nisuin. To the extent that she's still b'shus ha'av. B'shus ha'av prevents the b'shus ha'bal from taking effect. So the b'shus ha'bal becoming b'shus ha'bal brings with it the schus of kurva of the Baal. But what prevents the Baal from taking that b'shus to become the karov as the Baal? The b'shus ha'av. So again, the b'shus ha'av itself is not per se what grants him the right to yash. She can be a Bulgaris, she can be in the Suan and Amana, and he'll get Yashin again. Because there's no competing Rishus. But if there's a competing Rishus, so that competing Rishus cannot take over if she's still Rishus Ha'av. So maybe that's the Pshat in the Rashi. You want to ask something, or Yosef, what?
Yeah,
You hear the thought. What bothered by is that the din of Yerushal Chorah is not a function of the Bas being Mishus Ha'av. Rashi's words are suggesting that we're talking about Yitzia Mishus Ha'av for the din of Masi of Yerusha. That means to say that sounds right, the Yerusha of the Av of the daughter is because she's in his Mishus. So we're showing you that that's not the case. It's not mentioned in the list of Av Zakai. She can be Yotzi Mishus so as Bagrus. He loses all his privileges like Mitzia and the Maisi Daim, but he doesn't lose the privilege of Yerusha. And he's Yorish the Ben just like the Bas. So obviously the Yerusha, the father and daughter, is not because he's in his Rishus. And Rashi's Mashma Ki'ilu, that's totally in being Rishus Ha'av. No, he's a Kurv. So that's the problem. We're trying to answer somewhat by saying that it's true he's Yarshing not because she's in his Rishus, but if she's in his Rishus, then you cannot, then the Baal can't become. His rishus can't take over, which entitles him to Yarsh. So to the extent that it's going to prevent the Baal's rishus from taking over, that's why it's relevant to talk about being rishus ha'av for Yerusha, meaning that the rishus ha'av prevents the rishus ha'baal from allowing the Baal to be Yarsh. Yeah. Yeah. Hi.
The mother never inherits the children specifically, like even no matter how the mother never inherits her children because mishpacha zavri mishpacha na mishpacha same. So it says there, like even if you have a crazy distant relative on the father's side, he would come before the mother.
Okay.
So the baal wouldn't be able to inherit. It's always mishpacha zav. It always goes to mishpacha zav. So the only way for anyone else to possibly be your heir would be if you get rid of that mishpacha zav. You take her out of the relationship with the father.
I mean, that's a separate halacha, that it has to go through, in terms of deterring relationships, it has to go through the father. I don't know exactly what you're comparing.
As in you're saying, because perhaps the Baal's ability to be Yorisher is only if you get rid of her being in the Rishus of the father. So when you take her out of the Rishus of the father, maybe it gets rid of this idea of Mishpacha Tzav, being Mishpacha.
Yeah, but I don't know if you have to comment on any of that. I mean, I'm just using words of the Mishnah Suvis. She's Bishus Ha'av Atzat Tikonis Bishus Ha'Baal. Bishus Ha'Baal in Nisuin gives him the din of Yerusha. So, obviously, to have that Bishus Ha'Baal with all that it brings with it, it has to be that she was Yotzi Bishus Ha'av. That's why I'm just using the Russian Mishnah. I don't think you have to go beyond that. Just simply that alone. And that could be Rashi's point. Yeah.
But a girl is in the Baal's Rishus and turns in the Darim, even though she hasn't left her father.
So you're sort of the quasi-state, right? By Erisin, by Nisuin. By Nisuin, she's completely in the Rishus of the Baal. By Erisin, they shear. Notice, Rashi didn't say, what didn't Rashi say? Kesav is not Gomer for what? Rashi is a Masiya Del, Lulusha said, what didn't Rashi say? First Nidar. Why? Rashi, I mean, base mentions the first nidarim for the chuppah. Why didn't Rashi mention that Kesav is not gomer lotzia from a first nidarim? Because she does leave his rishus. That's the Gemara Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, right? For first nidarim, she did leave. She was not gomer rishus, say by Erisin. So Kesav did accomplish to be motzia for a first nidarim. So Rashi is meduyik. Rashi doesn't say a first nidarim. Rashi says it's not gomer to create a yitzia mishus ad for masiyah dayim. Doesn't say a first nidarim, and he mentions Yerusha. That's what we're trying to figure out what Rashi means by that. Yeah.
When you say Tumala or Matamala,
well, the father's always Tumala.
It's not Motsi that he can't, right? That the Baal is not Mitame yet. But Rashi's focusing on. You're right, but that's because Rashi's focus, whatever reason, is not on right. It's not on what the Baal gained. It's on what. What the Kesef couldn't do to take away from the Av. It's not even Gomer to be most of Mishus Av. Why Rashi focus on more on that, I don't know, but that's why he doesn't talk about Matam. He has to open something with his competition here, that the Av loses or doesn't lose. And in this case, he didn't lose out. He still has his Masi Yadayim, he still has Yerusha, the Baal doesn't gain that Schus of Yerusha.
Rashi didn't say it left his Rishus, it said he can't do it by himself now.
that's called that. It's the Gemara called that enough. But the Gemara did call it that. That's the Lashon Gemara.
Rashi just says, "Einu yachol l'hafel l'lad," not that.
Yeah, but that the Gemara calls that a Yitzir Meshuso. That's the Gemara before Dav Dalet. The first them be a nafkale meshuso.
Rashi saying lav davka yoti meshuso. He just can't do it himself.
But that's that halacha that he's not nefer levad though is called Yitzir Meshuso. That's the Lashon Gemara. So Rashi couldn't say that it was not Gomer lo Yitzir Meshuso. It was Gomer lo for Yitzir. Obviously, there's, you know, there's levels in that too, but there was Yitzir. Okay, back in the Gemara. Say every one of Gemara, every one of Yitzir has to be deciphered just to bring it out. Okay, so now we're at the we're reframing the Kal v'chomer. El parachachi uma kesef she'eno Gomer. Kesef doesn't create the Gemara, as Rashi says, to totally take out Mishus Ha'av. Kones still it creates King and Kedushin. Chupa shegomeres. Chupa which creates the Gemar. Enodin shetikne certainly should accomplish the Kedushin. Says the Gemar, but I can ask in this Kal v'chomer. Malu kesef. She came podim b'legdeishos and maisa sheni. But kesef has a different maira. You can't use the Kal v'chomer that kesef is not gomer, and yet it's kones or chupa for sure, which is gomer should be kones. But kesef has what? Maira. You can use it for pidyon hekdesh and maisa sheni. We had this pirch above, but here it's very strange. Why is it strange over here? What are you trying to say? So kesef has a maira over what? You think that kesef is kal vis-a-vis chupa? No, kesef is, it has a maira over chupa, because what does kesef have? Podim hekdesh, yeah. As opposed to what? Chupa. The chupa is not podim hekdesh. What? Does that sound like a rational statement? Chupa is not podim hekdesh. It's bachal. What kind of a pirch are we talking about? It's not shaykh. The whole concept is irrelevant. When you say mal kesef gain podim bo as opposed to shtar, so whatever shtar you're talking about, you have what to discuss. Shtar is chayvus, shtar kinyan, shtar chavda achirim. You can use it to create the chalos pidyon. But chupa for pidyon, like what is, there's a disconnect there. There's no. And then the Gemara is docha that. They say, yeah, but bia tuchiyach. Yeah, bia. What? Bia is.
Doesn't work like pidyon, but you can't be counted.
But it's still right, but it's still what? It's still kona. What? So what? Again, what's the shaykhus? So this is a problem. The Marshal is Mayrach here. Others, she don't know the meal a bit. The bottom line is, I don't know exactly, but there seems to be that occasionally you can have a pircha even if it's not Shaykh and Mitzvah. It's still a Mayrach of Kesef. Even though the contrast is not there, but it's enough to ask as a pircha. No methodology enough, hermeneutically, what's exactly the idea. But yeah, the Marshal is troubled very much by this. Like, what's exactly the nature of such a pircha? Marshal. Tema, he said, Eich Shaykh Rashi's Pircha Kodu Kahai Gavna She'en a Shaykh B'chupa Kral V'chein Ma Demasik Bia Tochiach Eich Shaykh Lifto's Kodshin B'Bia. Like, yeah, okay, so whatever you'll say, somehow it's still a Pircha, yeah.
On Dalam Abayz, you wanted to bring a Kal v'chomer from Yavama to Isha about Bia. We had a Tochiach from Amei Vriya, and the word said, no, you can't because no Isha's there. And Rashi said, because it's not Shaykh Bia at all.
Like, so you find.
Like, what's the, yeah, why
find,
that problem then?
You find, yeah, maybe it's here, it's more. The Rishonim asks a similar question down in Beis. The Gemara says later, it's not in Kinyan Lashon Ishus, and still the Gemara earlier made the Kavachom and Malu Amash, there's no Bia. That's what you're asking. In Kinyan, the Rishonim asked that question.
Also, now that you don't need Sheikhas at all, according to the
Yeshua. The Rishonim asked that question down in Beis. In Kinyan Lashon Ishus, how could you make it part of the Kavachom? Anyway, this is a problem. I'm pointing out the problem. I'm not giving you an answer. Just hakopana, as we see here, that we're using a pircha that's even not shaykh by chupa. But kesef has a smaira of podim by deshos. One says, no, but that doesn't impress me because bia tochiach. So for bia, at the same time, bia also is, it's not gomer and it's kona. So weiter, I can make my kal v'chomer. Well, for bia. Mor says, no, Mala Bia Shekin Kona Bia Vama. Bia has another Mala, Kona Bia Vama. So therefore, I can't use that. Kesef Yochiach. So Kesef can disprove that. Kesef doesn't work by Vama, the Chazar Adin. So we go back and forth. Lo Ezek Yizek. Each one is unique. What this has is not what the other one has. Lo Ezek Yizek. In other words, we have Kesef, we have Bia. Each one has a Mala, but the other one can neutralize the Maila of the first. In which case, I can go to the common denominator. I'd find a Shavah Shabbat a second. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, thank you.
Tosos in Zguba Medes. What would be the Pircha of Malavia Shekin Kornabia Mama?
You're saying one had deflected by saying Zguka Velmedes. Instead of Mrs. Kesef Yochiach, the Gemara could have said, that's not a Maila, it's because of the Zguka Velmedes. That's your Kasha. The Gemara didn't say, Gemara said Kesef Yochiach. You're saying you could have just said, that's not anything, that's because of the Zguka Velmedes idea. Good? Are you here? Okay. So what are we left with? We're left with Kesef and Bia. And whatever Maila one has is knocked off by the other, so what do I say? V'chazer adin. So now we're moving from Kal v'chomer, you know, we're arena to really atzad ha-shava. We start off by saying Kal v'chomer, but apparently that's sometimes how it works. Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Hei sets up a whole bunch of atzad ha-shavas. The Gemara says you can learn out Alvas and Zikin, if you can combine different ones, you can get another one. And Rashi sets it up, ki'ilu, they start by a kavachomer, and then you can, the other one is yochiach, and then we end up with Sada Shabbat. So apparently that's how it works. Again, methodology. You start with kavachomer when you could, and then after everything plays out, it really ends up being a Sada Shabbat. So what is it exactly? What is that kirizeh? Had Sada Shabbat Shabbat, what is it? Shekonin ba'alma v'konin kan. So what is it that Kesef and Bia have? That they both are konin ba'alma. They have the attribute that the kona bi'alma in general, in various areas, the kona kan and the kona here for ishus, for kedushin. Afani avi chupa. So then I can bring chupa in from Sfera Shava, shekona bi'alma. Again, that's the idea. Chupa is kona bi'alma, meaning for the Gemara Kenyan. That's called a Kenyan. The fact that she gets and become an Asua, that's called a kona bi'alma, the kona kan. So now I'll say that the chupa can create the ishus to begin with. So what's the kona bi'alma that we have by Kesef and Bia? So what's the kona bi'alma? Go back to Amid Aleph. Kesef is kona bi'alma, for example, where? Rashi and Amid Aleph said it out. What? Amma, good. And Bia is kona bi'alma where? By Yavama. And kona kan to create ishus for kedusha. Afani avi chupa shekona di alma to create nesuin kona kan over here. Zot Rashi. Afani avi chupa. So just like I see by Kesef and Bia, it's kona di alma and kona kan. So too chupa shekona di alma for what? See, Rashi changes a little bit his tune. Shekona di alma meaning shegomeres for what? Liyorsha uafas nidareha. Now contrast this to the Rashi Amid Aleph. The Rashash is very sensitive to this. Rashi on Amid Aleph says Kesef is not gomer for what? Kulimotzi mishus af from Mas Yadayim and Yerusha. Now we say, what is chupa? Kona bi'alma she gomeres liyorsha. So that lines up well. Chupa creates. Now Rashi's focus is not on the yitzia mishus af. Rashi's focus is on what the Baal gains. It could be that's because Rashi, maybe before Rashi wanted to say Kesef is not gomer even from yitzia mishus af. And chupa now it's Chupa is gomer, not only to be motzi, but to be machnes. Maybe Rashi is focusing on what the Baal is getting. Okay, so the Baal is getting the Schus Yerusha. It's kona for that. And the Rashi says, Afaras Nidareha. Which means what? That with Nisuin, the Baal gains what? The exclusive Schus. Rashi didn't want to mention that before. Because there was a Yitzhi. Rashi Bir was focusing on Kesef not being Gomer to be Motzi Mishasav. But wait a second. It was Motzi on some level Mishasav, as we said before from Davdalit. Here Rashi's focusing on what the Baal gained, so then he could say that first Nidarim. What didn't Rashi mention though? Masi Yadayim. So what's going on? So here they're focusing what the Baal gained. So what did the Baal gain? Masi Yadayim. So why didn't Rashi say that? The answer is, the Baal's Schus and Masi Yadayim is what? How Midrabanan? Midrabanan. Tacham Misakim, Mizonos, Tachas Masi Yadayim, Tachas Mizonos. That's Rabban. Rashi doesn't mention it. Rabbanan. So it's very Meduik in Rashi. Rashi doesn't mention Masi Yadayim. For the other Rashi, was focusing on Kesef not being Gomer to take Mishus Av. Rashi says that the Baal's, the Av still got Masi Yadayim. this Rashi is talking about the Gomer. Again, whatever reason Rashi is focusing on what the Baal did get with Chuppah, Gomer, what the Baal did get, before Rashi was talking about what Kesef did not accomplish, even on the level of being Motzi. Some of you all had this when you read the Rashi in Seder, in Rashi. This all Pashat Shad in the Rashi. So this is the focus of our Rashi. That the Chuppah is cornered for the Baal to gain. Yerusha writes, as far as Nidarim, it doesn't say Masidam, which is Gravanan. So Yiknena Mikan below Erisin. So what will Chuppah do? It will also acquire, create the Ishus below Erisin. These two words of Rashi need a Hesber. What's bothering me in these words? Yikna below Erisin? What does Rashi want? What are we saying here? The Chuppah will do what? We'll accomplish Erisin, below Erisin. That's exactly the point. Ishus means Erisin. That's the first stage of Ishus. What does Rashi mean below Erisin? He means below Erisin. That's what he means. Below Erisin without the other methods. He means without having a prior Erisin. Typically, Chuppah is coming after Erisin. That becomes the cat. That becomes in the suin. But how did you read the Rashi? So after the other Chuppah, she yikne namikan below Erisin. Below Erisin. The Chuppah, that's the Erisin. What's below Erisin? What?
Gemara's Havamina was never that Chuppah should be instead of Erisin. Hell, the Gemara's Havamina is that you only needed Chuppah to be both. Chuppah is just good enough.
But clearly, you need it. Erisin is part of Ishus. And that's the first stage of Ishus. What?
Just have one step.
So, first of all, so that's what we have to discuss by itself. That will be tomorrow, hopefully. The question of. Good. This is a question. The Tosaf Rashi, you'll get there, the Mesupik about this, Tosaf and Mashah. What happens if Chuppah is Kona, according to Rav Huna? Does that mean that she becomes instantly what? A Nesua? Because Chuppah usually makes the Gemar. So here, Chuppah, he's learning out, Chuppah can work straight to create everything. Or, Rav Huna is saying, Chuppah would create, if he didn't have Kesef Shtar Bia prior, Chuppah would create Erisin. You'd need something more. What would you need? Another Chuppah or Bia, whatever, something to do the Nesuin. That's a shayla. Good. We have to know that Stubbin Lakan on that question.
Like the first way?
But how do you see it in Rashi?
Chuppah is Kona, below Erisin. You don't need anything. Just stop.
Below Erisin, meaning that you wouldn't. What below Erisin doesn't say they have Nesuin. Below Erisin is only theirs.
Yeah,
therefore you. Below Erisin means that it. Rashi doesn't say.
The thing skip Erisin.
But it's not like you're skipping Erisin. It means below Erisin, you're skipping the Erisin. What do you say, David? Yeah? You're looking at me like, what? What? No? What is it here? Okay, keep it. We'll have to know. Okay, now the crux of the issue that connects us back to yesterday's shir. Zog to Gemara. Okay, good. So we have Kesef. We have Bia. We have Tzad HaShava. What's the Tzad HaShava? Let's see clearly. What's the Tzad HaShava? Konin Bi'alma. Kesef is Bi'alma. Bia Bi'alma. V'konin Kan. To create Kedushin, so to Chuppah, Kona Bi'alma, to make Nesuin, that's Kona Bi'alma, the Kona Kan. Says the Gemara. So right now we're just holding Kesef and Bia. Fact the Gemara, Malat Sara Shalash Ben Shekin Hana Asa Meruba. But wait a second, Kesef and Bia, we saw this in Amid Aleph, they have the quality that there's a big Hana involved with Kesef and Bia. So that doesn't apply by Chuppah. So maybe only Kesef and Bia can do this. Can be kone biyama the kone kan because of hanas and meruba. It says mashtar yachiyach. Shtar doesn't have that. Shtar is just paper, as we saw in the mid aleph. So shtar, we bring shtar into the mix. I malish shtar shekin mosi bevas yisrael. Yet shtar has a different mila that the other two don't have. That chuppah doesn't have. Shtar works for gerushin. Then where's kesef ubiya yachichu? Kesef ubiya doesn't work for gerushin. Only shtar does. No, because I didn't. Vayter, we're going around with. Now we have three things in the mix. Hat v'lovi izeh kirizeh v'lovi izeh kirizeh. Again, so back to where we were. Hat tzad hashava shebehen shekonim bi'alma. What's konim bi'alma? Kesef, star, and bia. Kesef is konim bi'alma. Again, where? Alma and so on. Star is konim bi'alma for what? Avadim kakos. Good. Bia is konim bi'alma where? Be'ivama. The konim kan, all of them work to create kedushin. Afani Avi Chuppah Shekona Bi'alma to create not Nisuin, the Konekan. So now we have a Tzad HaShava. Afani Avi Chuppah Shekona Bi'alma Konekan. Fek the Gemara. Wait a second. Ma'alat Tzad HaShava Shebehen. these three kesef shtar bia, they have something unlike chuppah. Sheken yesh non bal karcho. They operate bal karcho. So wait a second. How can you learn kesef shtar bia? They work bal karcho. Kesef shtar bia. They work bal karcho. Unlike chuppah. Okay, so what's the kasha? Shekin yeshna bal karcho, Rashi says. Now, you have to think carefully. Shekona, Rashi says, Shekona bi'alma. According to Rashi, Rashi adds something here to the pircha. What would you say? Kona bal karcho could refer to what? One of two things. Kona bi'alma, the kona kan. So if the kona bal karcho pircha relating to the kona kan, or the Kona Bi'alma. There's two halves to the Tzad Hashav. Kona Bi'alma, the Kona Kan, and also Chuppah, we know it's Kona Bi'alma, should be Kona Kan. Now we're focusing on the Bal Karcho. And what do we say? Kesef Shtar Bia, Kona Bi'alma, the Kona Kan, it's Bal Karcho. Kesef, it's Kona Bal Karcho. Where? What? By Omer? What?
No, it's not going to work.
By Kedushin?
It's not going to work, though.
Okay, so let's see. Let's read another line, then we'll come back. We'll see. So what's the way we're going to say? Kesef mir be'ishas v'raskachan v'alkoch. Says Rav Huna in response, no, but that's not a pircha. Because kesef be'ishas v'raskachan v'alkoch. It's true that there's Bal Karcho, but it's not enough to make that appear on its Tzad Hashava, because the Bal Karcho of Kesef is not in Ishus. It's not in Ishus. Where's Kesef Bal Karcho? So where's Kesef Bal Karcho? Had a Rashi Amir Aleph. What? By an Amma. By Amma. So Apuna says, because the Bal Karcho is not by Ishus, it doesn't bother me that you have this Bal Karcho Maila. It's not really much of a Maila. I can dismiss it. It's not Bal Karcho by Ishus. What I really want to, if you want to mask a Pircha, it's got to be Bal Karcho by Ishus. And what you have by Shtar and Bia, there it's a Bal Karcho by Ishus, granted. Bia, by Yavama, is Bal Karcho. Right? And Shtar is where? Bal Karcho? Yes, it is by Ishus. The Kesher, the Bal Karcho is not by Ishus. So I mean, that's a couple of things. Let's go slow. So first of all, Pashut Pshat question. So it comes out, Rav Huna is the one who says that in order to differentiate about Karcho Maila, it's got to be by Ishus. Otherwise, I'm not impressed about Karcho. It's got to be by Ishus. Who said this, Rav Huna? An Amir Aleph. Who said it? Stama de Gemara. Right, the Gemara says we want to run out Kesef. We want to run out Kesef from Shtar and Bia. So what do we say? Mal anach kinyesh about karcho. Aye, kesef is also about karcho. No, by amavia, but the ishus we don't ask. So the Gemara seems to be buying the idea that the ma'ala is only a ma'ala about karcho is by ishus. Does that mean the Gemara on Amar Aleph seems to be siding with Rav Huna? Are we starting with Rav Huna? Because the Gemara on Amud Beis, Rav Huna is the one that says, Ishus, that's what Makocha matters, by Ishus. Not by Ishus, I'm not impressed. No, the Gemara says that Amud Aleph too. You want to learn out Kesef and Shtar Bia, when you say Kesef, Shtar Bia about Karcho, you say Kesef is also? No, it's not by Ishus. So the Gemara seems to be saying that Ishus, about Karcho, that's where Makocha matters. Does that mean that we should see in the Gemara, Amud Aleph is going like Rav Huna? Ho tumul rishon du, ho dek Rav Huna, not Rav Huna. What does the Gemara say about Rav Huna? The Gemara seems to be accepting Rav Huna's distinction. Or can we say that Gemara Amud Aleph can even be, if we go against Rav Huna, we don't accept the Tzad Hashav, and we say, wait a second, over here, Bal Karcho is a ma'ala even not by Ishus. But on Amud Aleph, we can still say, but Be'ishas mir lo askechan. What's the difference? So Tosa Rush says something very pashut, let's just hear it. It depends what we're focusing on. On Amud Aleph, we want to know, can we learn kesef from shtar bia? So we want to show that you can't learn kesef from shtar bia. Shtar bia are different, because it's bal karcho, unlike kesef. Wait a second, kesef is also bal karcho. Yeah, but kesef bal karcho is not by ishus. Therefore, it's enough to deflect the limud. I can't learn to kesef from shtar bia because they have a milah over kesef that bia is bal karcho by ishus, unlike by kesef. So in order that I could preserve a pircha, not to learn to kesef from shtar bia, I can differentiate between bar kocho by ishus versus not by ishus, and say the fact that the bar kocho there is by ishus makes it different, and therefore I can learn from there to kesef. So to that extent, the Gemara accepts the differentiation between bar kocho by ishus versus not by ishus, because there we're preserving a pircha. So I can't learn to kesef because the bal karcho over there is only by ishus, unlike kesef, I don't find it by ishus. That's Amud Aleph. Over here, it's different. Here, we want to deflect the tzad hashava by doing what? By saying kesef shtar bia, they have what? They have bal karcho. So how can you learn the chuppah? Says Avuna, no problem. That bal karcho, that's not a real milah bar karcho. That's a bar karcho. That includes a bar karcho, not by ishus. The kesef is not by ishus. So what's the point of doing? He's saying, so therefore I'm able to learn from those three to chuppah, even though among those three there's a bar karcho in all of them, but it's, kesef is not by ishus. So we say, no, Avuna, not correct. Because the fact that there's a bar karcho of any kind is enough to prevent us from learning the chuppah. In other words, any time it's going to be a question of not being able to learn, to preserve a pircha, so then I can either basically accept the distinction to the extent that having the milo bar kocho by ishus means we can learn from there to somewhere else where it might be bar kocho but not by ishus. And here I want to learn from the bar kocho of ishus. No, bar kocho of ishus, that's different. But over here, it's a bar kocho that includes not ishus. But that's enough to say I can learn from that either. So either way, if it's going to help me to prevent the limud, so then I can always go on either side on the issue. That's basically what Tosafot says. I'll read you the words inside, it should be clear. That's Pasha in terms of just how to square the Gemara here with Amud Aleph. Lashon of Tosafot, V'had Yisran Hachsvar Le'il, Lad Mishum Desviran Kirav Huna. Le'il Debe'inan Le'melaf. Kesef mishtar bia. We want to learn kesef from shtar bia. The kaman to go askechan kesef be ishus, kemo shtar bia. The kesef we don't find by ishus. Chashev pircha. The lo yalfina minayu. Ein halamed shava lemelamed. The lamed is different than the melamed. Avul hacha. The boy lemelaf chupa mi kesef shtar bia. The ikol mifach. We can ask you, can yesh me bal karchan? Even though it's not the pircha shavet the kulan, the miksasan it's beishus, miksasan is not beishus, pachin shaper. That's still a pircha. That's in terms of the general layout. But here we have a major problem. Here we have the kasha that Tosfos asked on Amud Aleph, on Rashi, and we have to know what Rashi is responding. Avram.
Yeah. We're trying to learn out tzad hashava in the world, like generally, therefore you can know by ishus. So how can you say, oh no, by the bar karcho doesn't exist by ishus? We're trying to learn it into ishus.
So this is what we're getting to right now. Let's first state it. But if the halacha, there's two things to think about. The one issue, in the back of our minds, we have to really think hard about this, because this is probably the biggest problem for Rashi. The first issue, Rashi really resolves in his own way. What are we saying? This is two toasts. I gave you these two toasts in first for a reason, because the top toasts we'll do separate after we read the rest of the Gemara. These two toasts go together, the Afani and the Rafuna, and then we have to think about Rashi. There's two issues here to think about. When we have a pircha on Rafuna's limud, tzad hashava, we say, the melamdim, they have bal karcho. How can you learn to chup? Says Rafuna, response, no, but that bal karcho include is not going to be by ishus. By kesef, it's not by ishus. Kesef, it's not Be'isha, so no problem, don't bother me with the Pircha. Okay. So now, issue number one, by suggesting such a question, Dirch Bal Karcho, what is that Nashba, that Chuppah?
It's not
Bal Karcho. Right? So that has to be thought about. Why isn't it Bal Karcho by Chuppah? But now let's go to the nitty gritty. Kesef Be'ishus, says Rabuna, that's not Bal Karcho. Why not? What's the Bal Karcho of Kesef? Go back to Amenav, Rashi and Tosis. What's the Bal Karcho of Kesef? Amma? What case of Amma? According to Rashi, what's the case of Amma?
Okay.
Selling. According to Tosis, that can't be called Bal Karcho because of our Gemara. Tosis has a new interpretation. Bal Karcho means the Yud, the Shasa Yud. Why did Tosis learn that way? Because of this, now we understand the Tosis from yesterday. Because of this line of Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Kesef Ishus Glashka. And according to Rashi, if the Mechiras Amma is considered Bal Karcho, because she doesn't know or she doesn't want, so then Mekadesh, the daughter, is also Bal Karcho. So an Amma, if you weren't, we didn't know about Kiddusha Kesef. Fine. But we talked about an Amma. Selling her as an Amma. Bal Karcho, she doesn't want. So too, Kiddusha Kesef.
So
how can the Gemara say, and here we're talking about learning from Kesef, and Shtar, and Bia, we know it all, we want to learn the Chuppah. And we're asking, let's not learn, because the Melamdin, Kesef, Shtar, Bia, there's Bal Karcho. It says, Rav Huna, no, Be'ishas Lo Ashkechan. What do you mean, Be'ishas Lo Ashkechan? Kesef is, you can have Kesef Kedushin, the far as Mekadishar, is it Bal Karcho? Should it be Bal Karcho according to Rashi? Absolutely, the same way selling Nama is Bal Karcho. So Tosis, because of that, had to reinterpret what it means, Bal Karcho and Amid Aleph. It doesn't mean selling the Amma. Why isn't that called Bal Karcho? Because the Das Av is a Kardas. So too over here. So, Mekadisha is not called Bal Karcho. The Das Av is Hardas. So what Mo is talking about something else, the Yud. What about Rashi? So Tosis tried to say Yesh Mefarshim. Well, in the case of Selian Amma, that's called Bal Karcho, because if she was older, she wouldn't want. In Mekadishar, if she would know, she'd be older, she would want. Good. But that's not what Rashi says.
But that's not what Rav Huna says.
No, so that's the point. So Rav Huna would say, Kesef Be'ishas Lo Ashkechan, because Kesef Kedushin of the father, right? Kesef Kedushin of the father is not called Bal Karcho, because to the extent that she'd be older, she would know better. So that's cool that you have her das. No, but Rashi didn't say that. We said yesterday. Rashi didn't say that. Why did Rashi say that? It's different. We're at the end already. Rashi says, Rashi, Ki Rashi. Kesef Be'ishas Mi Raskhan Be'alma Bal Karcho. When Rashi added a word, what word? Be'alma. Says Rav Huna, Kesef, you don't find Be'alma. The Be'alma, what's the Be'alma of Kesef? Not the Kona Khan, the Kona Be'alma. That's not Be'ishas. The figur hachi kona kan, so Kesef doesn't have the maira of being kona bal karcho bi'alma, but figur hachi kona kan, and yet it's kona kan, and that which it's kona kan, Rashi goes on and says, I understand, but af al karcho. When it's kona kan, is al karcho. Kigon av mekabel kedushin l'bitot tana. The same way Omer, Rashi consistently holds that is kona bal karcho. Af ani avi chupa. So now I can bring. So Rashi took Kiyotos' question by learning into the Gemara that the issue had to do with the Kona Bi'alma, not the Kona Khan. So Kona Bi'alma is not an issues. So that's how Rashi resolves Tosis's question. But Tosis didn't have that. Tosis didn't have the Bi'alma. Tosis resolves it his own way. That's the Tosis in over here. That it's not Kobal Kocha because the father's das is her das. The biggest problem though in Rashi is, but what are we saying about Chuppah? The same way Rashi holds that if he's Mekadesh the daughter, it's called Bal Karcho. So if he's Machnas Ogel Chuppah without her das, it's also the same thing, same halacha. So what's the Pircha? So Chuppah is also, the father can Machnas Ogel Chuppah Bal Karcho. That's Mefurish and Rashi. No, so Chayra, it's the same thing. So halacha is the same by Chuppah. So what's the Pircha? Chuppah is the same halacha. You can do it. The father can Machnas Ogel Chuppah Bal Karcho. Mefurish. Yeah, say this. So then, what? But the Alma Chuppah is Kona Bi'Alma, the Kona Kan.
After Kiddushin.
Fine. So the Kona
of
Kiddushin.
So what we're trying to learn about.
We're trying to learn. So if it can work by kacha, the area works by chup. We're talking about the kone biyama. What's the pircha? The other ones are kone biyama by kacha, but it doesn't. But it doesn't include ishus. Anyway, what's the pircha to chup? You can do it by kacha. That's think about for tomorrow. Okay.